Alright guys, welcome to Plotted. I'm Ashlyn.
I'm Jana, and happy spooky season!
Spooky season is finally here.
So, me and Ashlyn decided we are going to watch horror movies based in Louisiana, and next time we do a big horror movie binge, we'll pick a different state.
Yes.
But Louisiana is super haunted, so we thought we'd start at the top and work our way to the bottom.
Yeah, for real. Whenever you think of haunted anything, you think of like the moss in front of the, you know,
mansions. Plantations.
Yeah, let's be honest.
Voodoo. Yeah.
Like ghosts, and they're full of ghosts over there.
Oh, so many ghosts. So we figured we'd start. What would be like the least haunted state? Like Idaho or something?
Oh my god, I almost said Idaho.
Oh my god, we're so in sync.
Oh my god. What's another one? Nevada?
Yeah, I don't hear of any ghost stories in Nevada.
There's no one there.
If anyone comments, Vegas. They'll be like, look, all these ghost stories, and I'll be like,
listen, that would be very interesting, actually.
Gambling ghosts, Montana.
A gambling ghost. I wonder how many people have died in Vegas, honestly.
Probably a lot, I feel like.
Because they're the only ones there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Vegas seems like a place to do a murder, you know? Or like if you watch Percy Jackson live forever in a casino.
Well, you know, if you get too much money from a casino.
Casino.
Like, wouldn't they just like kill you off and you're in Nevada, so.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Just a lot of space to hide some bodies.
And to disappear.
Yeah.
Yes.
Also, fun fact about Louisiana, New Orleans is built on a graveyard. So, super haunted.
Like Paris.
Yeah,
but that'd be the only time you compare a New Orleans to Paris.
It's just like Paris, it's just but like it smells like booze and piss.
Yeah, and it's
I feel like Paris probably does. Anyway.
It's Paris, though.
Paris might. But just like not beignets. Baguettes.
Baguettes, you know?
Today, we're going to be reviewing a movie that came out in the year 2000.
Oh my god, I thought it was more than that.
I know, so.
That was like 1990. Yeah, for real.
No, this came out in 2000. It's called the St. Francisville Experiment. We picked this one because we thought it would be about the Myrtle House, which is a famous haunted plantation in St. Francisville.
Yes, not just in Louisiana, but all of America. Look it up.
Yeah, no, it's pretty messed up. I want to go visit it one day. But
yes.
Yeah, so that's the movie we picked, and just to give you a little preview, it has 3 stars out of 10 on IMDb.
So you know what? You know that's a good rating.
Good movie. A good movie. Maybe we're just working up to the scary ones. I don't know.
We had high expectations.
I don't
know why we did, but we definitely did.
I think we did because it came out around the time the Blair Witch Project did, and it's filmed similarly, so we're like, oh, it's going to be like Blair Witch. It was not.
Nope.
No, it was not even close.
Yeah. How would you describe this movie?
So this movie
is spoilers from here on out.
Yes. We're definitely doing this so you do not have to watch the movie. You can just listen to us talk about it.
Well, I would 100% say do not watch this movie.
Unless you want to have some giggles. We roasted it pretty
hard. We had some really good times.
I mean, yeah, it was pretty boring.
Do not
watch
this movie
pretty
for
boring.
Seriousness.
Yeah, yeah. Okay, so I would describe this movie as we are filming a documentary about this haunted house in Louisiana.
Yes.
So the director gets 4 Louisianians, played by Californians, to spend the night in the house and video their discoveries for the documentary. But as soon as they get in the house, some weird things are happening. Our local psychic is like, dude, I'm feeling some bad vibes. They don't leave the house and things get progressively worse.
And honestly, kind of just how Jan described it, and she did some research into it, and it looks like it started off as a documentary, like a real legit documentary, then just turned into a horror movie halfway through.
I mean, I get that. I was listening to a talk about a movie today, and it started out as a documentary about haunted houses, and then it turned into a film because they were so inspired while they were filming the documentary.
I feel like that is similar to this, except they didn't start filming it as a horror movie because they were inspired. I think it's because they gave up.
Yeah, because they're in the wrong location. So the documentary, it looks like it's supposed to be about the LaLaurie murders.
Yes.
Which are a horrific series of murders that happened in New Orleans. I don't know the time period.
I don't know. It was
historian Ashlyn.
Well, okay, so slavery ended in 1865, technically. So I would have to guess, if I had to guess, it would have to be between the early 1800s and 1830, I want to say. I really don't know, though.
Yeah.
Like, I literally don't know, but that would be my best guess.
Okay. It's not a nice guess. Thank you. I like that guess. So they're supposed to be covering the LaLaurie murders, but they filmed it in St. Francisville, and those murders happened in New Orleans.
Yes, they claim that after people found out about her, because I don't think they ever caught her.
They may have caught her, but they didn't catch her daughters. It's been a long time since I went on the haunted tour in New Orleans.
Yeah. So, but and there's a time period where she left.
Yeah.
So they suspected that she ran away and built a mansion or something, or moved into a mansion in St. Francisville, which is about 2 hours. But not just, okay, it's like 2 hours away, I would say, ish. Except when I mean 2 hours, by car going 65 miles an hour.
Right.
So...
a lot longer in a carriage.
Yes. Also, okay, how would they travel through Louisiana? They have to go through that bridge.
Yeah.
Over
yeah.
There's a river.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Maybe they had a boat.
Or lake. A boat. I forgot we invented those.
How do we get over this water? Too bad we're not Jesus and just walk over it.
Yeah.
Unfortunately. Yeah. I was also talking to one of my librarian friends about this movie because she was like, what's a good bad scary movie? And I'm like, the St. Francisville Experiment. It's
yes.
really bad.
Yes.
And she said there is no paperwork or documentation of LaLaurie going to St. Francisville at any point. We don't know where she went. She did leave for a little bit, but yeah. most likely it was to a friend's house and not to build a house
in St. Francisville.
Yeah.
Out of anywhere else.
Right.
It's just a very, very small town. It's still very, very small. So, and I think the people that lived there at that time were people that have had farms there.
Mm-hmm.
Plantations of their own. I don't think she can just right. sneak in and decide to stay there.
Right.
I mean, I don't really know. I don't know the politics back then, honestly. What I'd say is that the house that they chose mm-hmm. for it to be her house. And also, they don't really talk about her that much as the hauntings
no,
go on.
No, they think her first name is Madam, for one thing. When they're interviewing the people initially, they're like, oh, yeah, well, Madam, she killed all these people. I'm like, I'm pretty sure Madam is her title.
Yeah.
So...
it's very weird to talk to her about that. Talk yeah. about her like that.
Yeah.
Well, and then, so the house that they picked, they walk into this house, because we'll talk about the ritual that needed to be done.
Right. There's a lot.
Well, the fact is that they walk into the house. The house is obviously... someone is living there.
Yes.
Like, currently.
Yeah.
It's not... it's not abandoned.
They didn't do the set dressing very well at all. Like, it was very clean for an abandoned haunted house.
Yeah, and then also they turned on a lamp and they were like, we don't know there's power. We don't know, you know, we
right.
could be in the dark the whole time. They turn on the lamp, they're like, oh my god, we have power. We don't know how long this will last.
And I'm like,
as long as you play
there's
your
not a
bells.
Single cobweb in this house.
No, like, and that lamp you know, is not old. It's
right.
like the 2000 lamp.
Right, right. Yeah.
No.
But, so we have these four characters that are going to spend the night in this haunted house that LaLaurie built.
Yes.
And apparently committed more murders, or her ghost just transferred over to a new house. They just, like, followed her. I don't know.
Yeah, but really, they didn't say that there was any more murders.
Right.
I mean, the amount of crazy stuff, especially, because we looked into the Myrtle Plantation because we thought that that was
yeah.
about the Myrtle Plantation. There was a lot of creepy stuff that's happened there. Many people, almost like, I think like 15 or 10 to 15
yeah,
people
it's a lot.
Throughout multiple generations at that house.
Yeah.
So we thought it was something kind of like that they were tying in, but honestly,
no,
not this house.
They just kind of like had the LaLaurie scene where the lady's like, oh yeah, Madam did all this. And then like, it's never mentioned again.
Well, also now that I'm thinking about it, with Myrtle's been having so much rich history, why didn't they, if they wanted to film in St. Francisville, why didn't they just use that plantation? That makes no yeah, sense.
That's the big question. That's the big question.
Maybe the person at that time wouldn't let them.
Yeah. Yeah. I don't know. It's a puzzling movie, to be sure.
To be sure.
And it's always risky when you take an actual historical event and make it a fictional story. Because all the historians will come for you.
They will. They will come for you with pitchforks and fire.
Yeah. You speaking from experience? Or?
Yeah. Yes, The Patriot.
Yeah.
Someone played it for a history movie night.
Mm-hmm.
And I didn't know much about The Patriot stuff
yeah.
that happened at that time. I was still new. Let's be honest. I don't like to... I didn't really study that much American history. I mean, eventually I did.
Yeah.
But at that time, no. So apparently... they started playing it, and they were, like, pointing out every single thing that was wrong with the time period. And I think it was the one scene where he runs up with the flag, and he's like, don't retreat. They're like, that doesn't make sense. Like, they were going after this movie, and I was like, I like this movie.
History majors are salty.
They really are.
For a good reason.
Yeah, for real. Because I was like, if you're going to make a movie about something, at least be historically accurate.
Right.
Especially if it's a historical movie.
Yeah, and especially, like, a tragedy like the LaLaurie murders.
Yeah, because honestly, it's like, you don't need to make stuff up. Like, the history itself is terrifying enough.
Yeah.
Maybe that's why we get mad. Because it's like, listen, it's still... Well, I think also because they like to twist the narrative...
Mm-hmm.
To where it benefits them.
Oh, absolutely.
Because even in this movie, I will argue they did try to twist it a little bit.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Because it's like they didn't focus at all about how brutal it was. Like they kind of talked about like how the mansion in New Orleans burnt down and all that, but they didn't talk about like the atrocities. They didn't really focus on that. They just moved it away.
Right. They're like, oh no, people died. It's haunted.
Yeah, and didn't, like, at the last scene, when Madison was, like, saw the ghost in the mirror.
Yeah.
She was, like...
I think it was a slave girl, huh?
Yeah.
It wasn't even LaLaurie or anything. It was,
no,
like,
it was a slave girl. And she said, I know this happened to you forever ago. She's like, but...
Can you just get over it?
Yeah, pretty much said that. I was like, oh.
And that's just one of the bad scenes in this movie. God. There are so many.
She was like, just get over it. And I was like, you need to get out of the house.
Like, if that was a different tone, that would be a great line. But it just didn't fit in the movie at all.
It made it sound like pretty much it was like, I know that you're hurting, but you're hurting us, so get over it. And it's like, listen, you don't even know the extent of
that.
Even though that didn't happen at that house, but in the history of it.
It's yeah,
like
it's so much
worse. You don't know how deep it gets. Oh my God.
But yeah, that's one scene. But let's get into the characters as we walk through this awful movie.
Yeah.
So our four main characters are selected to go and film a docuseries in the haunted house. We have Madison the psychic.
Yes.
Ryan the history student.
Which doesn't... She never says anything about history the whole time.
Her entire character intro is, I like history.
Yeah.
Or I'm a history major. And
I will
like,
say the most scariest scene was with her in it.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah.
We have Tim, who absolutely wants the ghost to know that he loves all the ghosts. He's very accepting of them.
Yes.
And then we have Paul, who is the self-appointed team leader for the night.
He is definitely the misogynistic person of
absolutely.
This group.
Did we want him to get killed brutally?
Maybe.
Perhaps. But yeah, I think that's, okay. That's everything.
Yeah, there's a lot of other different characters, like, at the beginning of the movie that
we never see again. They kind of drop them off. Okay, so, yeah, they all get interviewed. They're like, why do you want to be on this experiment? And we have the psychic, who's like, I really want to connect with the ghost. We have Tim, who's kind of a skeptic.
Mm-hmm.
Or maybe Paul's a skeptic. One of them's a skeptic, and one of them's a true believer. And then Ryan, who just tells us she's a history major.
No, Paul's definitely the skeptic, because he gets on everyone for being scared, and then he takes 15 minutes to go to the attic because he's scared.
Yeah, and I'm like, Paul, just admit you're scared. It's fine.
It was to the point where I'm like, Paul, this is being dramatic.
Tim definitely reminded me of, like, Ryan and Shane from BuzzFeed.
Oh my God, yes.
Yeah.
And that's he was my favorite.
He walked in every room. He's like, I love all the ghosts. I love you all. And I'm like, man, so
accepting. Honestly, out of all of them, he probably had the best fate.
Yeah. Most realistic, for sure.
Except for Ryan. Ryan had an okay fate. So what happened with Ryan? Let's talk about this scene. poor Ryan. I don't think this was on purpose. I think this was an actual thing that happened.
Mistake? Or...
Yeah, because... Okay, so what she's doing, she's eating a sandwich and there's a roach.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah.
Oh, we were dying. That was the one scene that really got us was like... When they got to the house, they had a basket of food.
Yep.
And there's like a weird scene where they're like, don't take the food in the house. And they're like, but we can't leave the house once we enter it. And... Paul, like, sneaks the food in, and it doesn't even end up being a plot point later. But they're eating the food, and Ryan takes a bite of her sandwich, and the audience can see there's a massive roach crawling around the side she can't see, and it's disgusting.
Yeah, like, it's just crawling up the sandwich and ends the sandwich, and then it disappears for a second, and we're like, where'd the roach go?
It's in her mouth.
Yeah, she bit. She legit bit. You can hear the crunch.
Right. Me and Ashlyn were like hugging each other and screaming. I was like, every ounce of feminism left our bodies. We're like, oh my gosh.
That's what I'm saying. I don't think that scene was fake. Ugh. I 100% think that was real.
You do?
Yeah.
That's gross.
Because I really do think that was just a happy accident.
I hated that. Well, my argument there was... Because they all see it and they're freaking out on the movie and they're like, it's part of the haunting, it's a sign. I'm like, you did leave food exposed outside in Louisiana.
Yeah.
It's amazing there's not a family of raccoons in the box, you know?
Yeah, for real. Honestly, and those roaches, the tree roaches, they're pretty native to Louisiana.
Yeah, yeah.
So I'm just saying, especially out in the middle of the woods.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. That was gross. Yeah. We do, I think we did... The last 10 minutes of the film, for sure, were scary.
Yes.
Everything else was so slow.
Yeah, it was like the last 10 minutes was probably the best of the whole movie.
Right, right. It was scary. You didn't see the ghosts, so your mind was like conjuring up way scarier things than what was actually happening. But there was so much drag in between.
They really, the beginning was a drag. I feel like the end, they should have
played it out more. Because it literally, the scariest things happen. Right, the scariest things start happening, and then the movie ends, and it's like, we found this tape, and everyone is so fine. They live. They just can't explain what happened to them. And I'm like, that's dumb.
Yeah, because, like, Ryan gets in an earthquake. Paul gets his hand stuck in the ceiling. Remember?
Yeah, yeah, I had to think about it.
That was a pretty gruesome scene, too.
The one guy gets dragged through, like, a secret passage into the walls.
Tim got stuck in the walls.
Dang, Tim.
And then Madison got...
got cut up by a slave girl. Probably because she told her to get over it.
Yeah, for real. Honestly, I didn't feel that bad for Madison.
I know, you were like, I don't care.
I was like, Madison's like...
Her and Paul were the worst.
Yeah, and the thing is, they butted heads, which made sense. But...
but they made them the worst possible characters. And here's why. Our character introductions, sure, we get the character profiles, the interviews, but then they get into the house, right?
Yeah.
Do you want to talk about this scene?
No, you go ahead.
Okay. They get to the house, they have the weird argument about food, but before that, they're on the gravel path up to the house, and Madison goes, wait, everybody stop. I need to tell you guys something. I'm like, all right, this is going to be a major character revelation, like, we're going to learn the thing that she's going to have to overcome.
Yeah.
And she goes, I feel like we need to ask consent of the house
to
stay. And like we need to, and I think at that moment I was like, I don't think they wanted her to be psychic. I think they meant for her to be like Wiccan something. Well, yeah, annoying. She was annoying.
Oh, wrong word.
Because she's like doing all these rituals for the rest of the movie. Like they get in the house and they do like the prayer circle to the house. I don't know if that's a normal thing.
It's just
weird. I'm not into that.
Why would you ask permission for... to go into a house that you know is haunted and they don't want you there.
Right, right. It's like, yeah.
Oh, and she was talking a lot about, like, the white light.
Yeah, the light going, that was protecting them.
Yeah, which
it didn't
not,
do much.
No.
But, yeah, I was like, I've never heard of a psychic doing stuff like that.
No.
But, I mean, whatever. Either. I'm not part of that community, so I know nothing.
Are you sure you're not a part of the community?
Oh, no, my magic tricks. I'm a Scarlet Witch. Blah.
Don't look this way.
Nah, I'd be Agatha all along.
Oh my god, yes.
Yeah.
If I was to be a witch.
No, she just got more annoying from that scene, though. Because she was like, let's pray to the house. And everyone's, like, talking over each other. It's like watching a group project.
No, yeah, and honestly, that's why I think, which is why we know it's a documentary. Because no one would stop talking long enough for the other person to talk. So you couldn't make out what anyone was saying.
And, like, you're like, okay, they want it to be like Blair Witch. They want it to feel like it's unscripted. But it's very clearly scripted. And then the person you're focused on, you cannot hear a word they're saying.
No, because someone else is talking over them.
Right, right. Everyone's talking at the same time. There's one scene where everyone's talking and Madison leans in front of the camera and says something about being scared of small spaces. But me and Ashton are like, what is she saying? I can't hear her over Paul and Tim talking about football.
Well, and then Ryan also was scared the whole time, which understandable, but she was like talking over and screaming over everyone. I was like, oh, God.
Do you remember the scene? I think we pointed this out. So they get in the house. She's like, oh, my gosh, it's hot. And she rolls up her T-shirt to like a crop.
Yeah.
And then like... we get a few good shots of her, and then after that she goes, oh, actually, it's, like, really cold. And then brings her top. I was like, what?
It was very weird. It was very weird. I think it was some, I don't know if it was cold, or she's like, I feel very exposed right now. And then she, like,
I know, I was like, what was the director trying to say here? I feel like she was the dumb blonde character, which was unfortunate, because I liked her.
She was the history student. She should have been the one that was spitting straight facts right now.
Right, right. She was, like, probably the most knowledgeable about their setting, you know, than anyone else.
And then everyone else just kind of overtalked her and Tim.
Yeah, Paul talked over everyone constantly.
Constantly.
He had a scene where Madison was freaking out about the spiritual activity, and he looks at her and he goes, is it your time of the month?
Oh, my God.
And we were ready.
I was gonna lose it.
That we caught on to that. This was during the gross sandwich eating scene.
Yeah.
But we were like, oh, my God, he did not. He
How
did
is,
not.
The vibes from 2000 to 2022 is... way different. The fact that he said that and everyone was just like, yep, that's valid.
I think him and Madison got into it, but then, like, Ryan bit into the roach and it was gross.
That did take a lot of my attention.
Yeah, I know. It was like, okay, they're fighting, but also, ew.
Yeah.
There was a scene where, apparently the ghost of a slave dropped some iron shackles down a chimney and almost took Paul's head off. And we're like, dang it, drop them again. Try again. Try again.
Also, that doesn't really make any sense. I thought.
So much of it didn't make sense, but explain.
Well, because I was like, why would they drop it down a chimney?
Oh, yeah.
Right?
I guess because of the secret passages?
But a chimney?
I know. I was like, Santa?
Yeah, honestly. Yeah. I was like, that doesn't really make any sense at all. But I think it was just for jump scares.
Right.
But like I said, the bickering between all of them kind of ruined the jump scares. It was honestly, it's when they were all separated.
Yeah.
That's when it got good.
Right, right. Because they did play it smart because they're like, let's all stay together. And they were recording in their notebook at first, like, oh, it's cold in this room or the EMP is picking up this. I think that's the abbreviation for it. I don't know.
Mm-hmm.
And then, you know, they all started freaking out and they had to go do some ritual that Madison came up with. But they had to go separately into the rooms.
Yeah, it was some kind of, yeah, and then Paul took literally, this is probably the worst part of the whole movie.
Was it took so long.
He took like 15 minutes legit of movie time, like in their time, like 15 minutes to actually go up the stairs because he didn't want to go by himself.
He was like, I'm Paul, I'm a brave boy, I'll go to the attic. And then he stands on top of the stairs and is like, I don't want to do it, you guys. And then he just ends up sitting there whining for 15 minutes of movie and we're sitting there like, this is so unnecessary. Like, it's not building tension. It's making me annoyed.
Yeah, you know? Which I was like, I don't know if... Again, I was like, I don't know if this was part of the documentary or this is, like, actual footage.
Right.
Of him just being annoyingly, like, not for it.
Mm-hmm.
Or if that is part of the movie, why?
Right. Right.
Mm-mm.
I think they... I mean, so they were obviously copying the Blair Witch Project because the Blair Witch Project came out a year before. The only good thing I have to say about the St. Francisville experiment is that the camera work didn't make me nauseous like the Blair Witch Project did.
Oh, yeah.
Because the camera and the Blair Witch Project is all over the place. It subtracted from the tension, I think, that they all stayed in a group. And they continued to talk over each other.
Yes.
All the time. So it was like, I don't know what the plan is. You guys seem pretty safe. I'm not that scared for you.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, there wasn't really a firm plot.
Mm-hmm.
Or firm, like... There was no plan going in. They kind of just did whatever, which also took away from the story.
Right.
Because as soon as they decided to do something, honestly, the tension of them doing it, because I think they scanned each room or something.
Yeah. So, like, it took us a minute to figure out, like, oh, they're documenting how each room is with, like, the spiritual activity in it.
Yeah.
But they didn't tell you that. We just had to figure it out. Well, me and Ashley were watching it, and we're like, oh, they're, like, doing the scientific experiment. They're making the numbers and the figures and blah, blah, blah.
Yeah. That's exactly. So that's what I'm saying. I was like, they didn't have a clear view going in, clear plan going in. None of it. I mean, even if you do a documentary, you don't just send random people in and hope it all goes well.
Yeah.
At least I hope not. Also, if it was a documentary, I feel like they didn't go too much into the history.
Yeah.
Or anything like that.
Yeah, they're just
I feel
like
if you're going to... Yeah, I feel like if you're going to do Madam... What's your last name?
Lallery.
I feel like if they're going to do that with her, they should start in New Orleans, go into the history of that haunted house.
Yeah.
You know, maybe do a little interaction there and then go into this other mansion, which we all know she didn't go to, but they believe she did.
Yeah.
And talk about that.
Right.
You don't go into this random house. I honestly think maybe that it was just in their budget.
I mean, that makes sense. Yeah, I mean, you're not going to afford a house in New Orleans to rent for this crappy movie, you know?
Yeah, for real.
Yeah, I mean, it was kind of like watching a documentary of a sleepover gone wrong.
Oh my god. Like four strangers in a room.
Or like it's Big Brother.
Oh my god,
it's Big Brother with a ghost.
Except they don't vote anyone off.
I would vote Paul off. Paul or Madison.
Picture there were challenges, so though.
Oh my gosh. That's what they should have done. They should have
Should have done challenges.
Here are these challenges, like, you have to complete. We should write this book.
It should have been
We should write this movie.
Yes, we should. It should have been an escape room.
Yeah, that was not a thing in the 2000s, but yes.
Listen, absolutely. It would have been groundbreaking.
Well, when did Saw come out? I feel like Saw came out around the same time, and that's an escape room.
I have no idea. I never saw it.
I never saw Saw.
Oh, no.
Yeah, I mean, it's an escape room, so I feel like they could have done that.
Yeah, or something. Or they would have, like, gotten in, realized they didn't want to be there, realized they couldn't get out, and they had to find their way out.
There's right.
There's so many things you can do with this plot line.
Absolutely. Especially, like, I think you pointed this out when we watched it, that Madison points out she's scared of small spaces. So we're like, oh, they're going to use that against her. Not once is she in a small space.
Yeah.
I think she hyperventilates on the stairs, actually. She's like, I feel so crushed. And we're like... this is the most open area of the house.
Yeah, and also they put Tim in the wall space.
That why didn't they me put out.
That was freaky.
I did not like that. Yeah, the door in the closet and everything.
Yeah, he was like, oh my god, look, there's an. And he's like, oh no, they closed it. I was like, okay, yeah, no, that's because you are a little bit claustrophobic.
Yes, I am.
Yeah,
not even a little bit, a lot of it.
A lot of it, yeah. You would definitely freaked out.
Yeah, well, I just freaked out because I'm like, there are tunnels in the house. Like, they could have even done, like, it's not a ghost, it's just some creepy rando.
Yeah,
living in the walls and kidnapping people. Like,
that would have been way more scary.
Yeah.
Would have done way, way, way better.
Right.
I just don't know. Maybe it's the writers. Nah, I doubt it. I think it's the whole thing.
Just, yeah, blame the whole production team. Like, this is... Yeah.
They just gave video
some of the
cameras.
Shots, even, were, like, very M. Night Shyamalan. Like, mm-hmm. when we watched old, and it's, like, a forehead. And I get that they were trying to be, like, look, these real people with the real cameras. It's, mm-hmm. like, please don't film this person's fingernails. I don't care.
And here's the thing. Out of all of our... I know that they're born in... Or it was 2000, so they don't know how to do things. I get it. With cameras. I get it. But have we ever, with a regular person using a camera, filmed our toenails or our fingernails or our foreheads if we're trying not to?
Not intentionally.
That's what I'm saying.
Look at that aesthetic shot. Toes.
Exactly. Or even home films.
Yeah.
Like whenever they're filming like their kids or whatever, they're mm-hmm. not.
Yeah.
They know how to use a camera.
Let me get your forehead in the shot.
Yeah, exactly.
Really add a lot to
like,
it.
No one knew how to use a camera in this movie.
Yeah, no, mm-hmm. it was bad. It was entertaining watching it with you, though. I was like, this yeah. is so boring. Like,
it was really fun.
Nothing happens up until the last 10 minutes. That's the biggest spoiler.
The roach is probably yeah. a scene to look
the
up,
movie
guys.
Literally
that was
starts
good.
Once they all separate. And then it ends as quickly. And
yeah.
it's like... And everyone was okay. Like, there's a little, like, where are they now segment. And they're like, everyone was fine. They
yeah.
just couldn't explain what happened to them that night. And I'm like, okay.
It was weird.
Yeah. Yeah.
So, would we have to completely rewrite this?
Can we salvage the script? Wait. Yes. Yeah.
Rewrite? No. Yeah. The answer is no.
No. I could not salvage this at all. Like,
no.
I think I'd have to change the whole thing. Just from location to the set to the cast. It's not good.
Yeah. To the background story.
Yeah.
I would not do a mansion that she never went to.
Yeah. I think I read that this was actually filmed in 3 different houses. They just, like, put them all together in post.
Mm-mm.
Where are the fun facts? I love... Okay, IMDb has, repeated line. I love all the ghosts.
I love all the
what
ghosts.
What are the other quotes? I just want to know. Madison, there's something in this room with me. I can feel it in the air. Oh, yeah, she had this weird thing where she said she was connected to the spirits. Do you remember that?
Oh, my God,
and that
yeah.
never comes back again. She's like, I just feel like I know them. Like, I know them. I'm like...
Like a past life thing or
right.
something.
Right, and then that never comes back again.
Nope.
It was me. I farted. Tim.
Oh, don't do that. I was trying to scare her.
Yeah. There's no open window in the house. Oh my god, there's a ghost here. That's funny because there's no open window in this whole house. Do you know why ghost people get so irritated? Yeah, it's because they just scream and say whatever they want. Nothing ever happens. Are there any ghosts in here? And hurry up, you two. It's dark up here. Like, oh,
there's
wait.
There's a dead bird.
How badly is it dead?
It's dead. How badly is it dead?
Oh, that's gotta be my favorite line. I want that on a quote on my wall.
Yes.
How badly is it dead? It's dead.
How badly is it dead? It's dead.
It's very dead. Horrid. I hate this movie. Yeah. Yeah, no, I'd have to rewrite it. It was really bad.
Yep.
And honestly, I think the LaLaurie murders aren't something that need to be, like, romanticized or turned into a scary movie. Like, that was a horrific point in
it
history.
It was very horrific,
and it
yeah.
shined a big light on the things that people got away with their slaves, and it was terrible.
Yeah.
So, I would have definitely made it a fictional ghost person, because,
yes.
like, I got uncomfortable. I watched the American Horror Story season with LaLaurie in it, and I was like, don't make her a fun character. Like, don't
Did they
do
make
that.
Her a fun character?
Kind of. Like, you hated her, but she was, like, this disembodied head at one point that they just kind of brought around, and she was, like, funny. I don't know. It was
what?
Bad. Yeah, it was a bad season. I mean, all of it was bad.
Why
After the first season,
write
it was all
bad. That person as being funny?
Right? I don't know.
It's like, you know the Jeffrey Dahmer thing that's going around?
Oh, yes.
Which, the, what's her name? LaRue?
Madame LaRue?
Yeah, Madame LaRue. I cannot remember names.
It's okay.
She was worse. I mean,
yeah.
I would say.
All of it. They're all just monsters.
They're all monsters. But Jeffrey Dahmer, I mean.
Ooh, monster.
People are romanticizing him now.
Oh, yeah.
Well, they always have, but like.
I'm like, okay, I saw the.
He's freaky as hell.
Right. I saw the interview with Evan Peters where he's like, yeah, I know this guy was bad, and we're trying to like highlight that. And I'm like, but it's you, and you're like cute, and you know.
Yeah.
And also like. You know, people are crazy.
And also, you have a fan.
After the Ted Bundy movie came out, everyone was like, he wasn't that bad a guy. I was like, no, he was.
No. Yeah. I watched some clips of it.
I couldn't watch it. I might watch it at
the beginning. I watched, like, the end.
Yeah.
Yeah. Because I was watching it with someone. And honestly, it is interesting, mostly because I saw the ending.
Mm-hmm.
But, like...
Yeah.
There's just some things I can't stomach.
I like the psychological aspect, but not, like, the dramatization, like, stuff. Like, no thank you.
Well, I don't think they actually showed anything.
Well, yeah.
But
I mean, like,
you heard things.
Yes. I mean, like, I like watching the, like, the documentary type stuff and not the like, movie. Like, the biopic stuff type stuff. I'm like, I would like to know what was going on in this person's head. As far as our researchers know, and be like, stay away from that.
But not like with someone recreating it. Or if they do recreate it, it's like...
Not...
It's not a movie, but you know, it's like they recreate that scene or that moment.
Like a dramatization.
Yeah.
Don't want that. It's a fun time. But yeah, that was the St. Francis Bell experiment. It was definitely an experiment that failed.
100%.
But it's an experiment. If you want a good laugh, it's funny. Nothing happens for like an hour.
Yeah, so. And it's very short.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, it's from the 2000s before movies could be like an hour and a half, so.
Oh, my God. I didn't realize those were that short.
I mean, I don't think it was that short. I'm probably exaggerating, but I was wow.
It was definitely something, but.
But it wasn't a good something.
No, I say the scariest, probably my most favorite part / scariest was the roach.
Ugh.
And I only say favorite because it actually gave me some
We
emotion.
Literally, it was, yeah.
It was.
There was a lot of emotion.
It was disgusting.
Like, I want to pee myself emotion.
Yes, it was, was like, I'm about to, like, you were just screaming at the screen, like, stop.
Don't do it. Yeah, no, that, I think me and Ashley, I don't think we've ever scared and, like, scared.
Been really scared.
Screamed in terror at a screen before.
No, ever. So I will give you that. I will give
you
that.
You got me there,
sir. Whenever there was other scary movies, we just like, huh, that's pretty freaky. Or we like jump, but that one we're like, stop it!
We're like, touch it!
Like, my spot!
Disease!
Yeah, it was bad.
It was a time.
It was an interesting moment. And I think we realized where our limits were. And it's roaches.
Especially, it's bugs.
Yes. Especially roaches that people are eating.
Ugh.
But anyway, well, thanks for listening, guys. We'll talk to y'all later. We're going to have more horror movies from Louisiana. I think the next up is...
House on the Bayou, I think?
Yes, House on the Bayou, which came out last year. So this is something a little bit more recent.
Right.
So we'll see what their take is on Louisiana compared to...
Goodness.
Compared to the San Francisco experiment. And also kind of how they see ghosts. I'm sure the voodoo will also be brought into this because that's always...
At some point. One of these movies.
It's always about ghosts. It's always about voodoo. So we'll see. So we'll let you know. But anyway, definitely tune in next time.
Yes. Thank you so much for listening.
Thank you. All right.
All right. Bye.